And then we'll take a time of worship to give honor and praise to the Lord. Then we'll hear from Stephen, and then we'll have an opportunity to for prayer ministry as well. But I'll make some comments about that in a minute. But, oh, it's up there already. Okay, so I was thinking, oh, you've got some ideas already. I was thinking about the fact that maybe you know, or maybe you don't know, that this Thursday is a special feast day. You may or may not know that. Which is, oh, you know. Which one is it? Close, but not. It's actually the Feast of the Ascension. Right? The Feast of the Ascension. Anyhow, but I want to ask you a question. So this is an image of a boy who's saying bye-bye to his friends because he's got to go off and get a present. Because cartoons have four fingers. It's a well-known fact. So I'm going to ask you, have you ever been in a situation where someone said, I've got a present for you, and then the next thing they do is leave? That's happened to you. And how did that make you feel? A bit depressed. That's a good answer. Someone says, I've got an amazing present for you, and then the next thing they do is leave. It does, yes. Don't you think it sometimes makes it more, as you said, a bit depressed, but also some expectation? What might this be? What might this be? And that's what the ascension's about. Because Jesus says, well, at the Last Supper, but also to them, I'm going, and where I'm going, eventually you'll follow, but, next slide there, hopefully it works, I'm off now, but I'll send you a present, the promised present, very soon. So, what was the present?
Pentecost.
Rich, what was the present?
Tongues of flames, which gave them confidence to spread the word.
Which was?
The Holy Spirit.
Yay! Well done. The Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit. So the beginning of, towards the end of this Easter season, we start to focus a lot more on the Holy Spirit. And it starts with, or one of the key parts is the Feast of the Ascension. So that's what we're going to be celebrating on Thursday. And then this real focus for 10 days after, we'll be focusing on receiving more of the Holy Spirit, because that's what Jesus said. I'm going now, but what I'm going to send you, this great present, is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so let's pray for our children as they go off, and then we will continue with a little intro. Father, we thank you for this time for them. We pray your blessing upon them. May they receive from you as we also receive from you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a wonderful time. So one of the main passages, if you put the next slide up, one of the main passages that's often spoken of at the Feast of the Ascension, which I would say the Feast of the Ascension is probably the least well understood and often least spoken about of the major feasts that we have in the Christian year. Very, very, very few people really sort of dig into what is so special about the Feast of the Ascension. And I don't have time today to do that. You'll be glad to know. But one of the main passages that gets used in the Feast of the Ascension is the quote from that Paul quotes in Ephesians 4. When he's quoting Psalm 68. And he says, but to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is what he said. When he ascended on high, making a reference to the ascension, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. So as we enter into this time of worship, I want to call out two things about the Feast of the Ascension that this passage kind of refers to and alludes to, that helps us as we orient ourselves to this feast. The first is that he took many captives. Because the Feast of the Ascension is tightly coupled and impossible to separate from the death and the resurrection. They work together. The death, resurrection, and ascension are the mysteries that we celebrate in this season. So what are the captives? Who does Jesus take captives? It's a rhetorical question. But if you know the answer, you're welcome to put up your hands. Sin and death. Sin and death are the captives that Jesus takes with him. He takes those captives. They no longer have dominion over us. And this happens in the, it happens, of course, in the death. It happens in the resurrection. But even more so, it happens in the ascension. But because he ascends and takes the captives with him, sin and death. And that, for us, is freedom. And he gives gifts to his people. Interestingly, if you read Psalm 68, it reverses it. But Paul is quoting from the Greek Old Testament, which has this translation. He gives gifts to his people. And what's the gifts that he gives us? The Holy Spirit. In fact, in the rest of chapter 4 of Ephesians, it's more than just the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit. But Paul specifically calls out gifts that are there for the building up of the church, of the people of God. And what have we been focusing on since the Power From On High weekend? We've been focusing on gifts for us from the Holy Spirit to help us in building up our life together as a community, building up our life as individuals as well. And this is what this feast that we're entering into and the next 10 days afterwards is all about. More of the life of the Holy Spirit in us to build us up as individuals and build us up as a people. The second point that I want to make that's an orientation for worship now for the Feast of the Ascension. Why is it important? Because what happens at the Ascension? Christ enters heaven. Christ, the man, enters heaven. Mankind, our nature, for the first time, enters heaven. So it blows my mind thinking about it. At the Ascension, what happens? Humanity in the person of Christ enters heaven. And our nature enters heaven. And we are connected to him. We share his same nature, but we also share the divine nature through adoption as well. And so as Christ enters, so we can follow. We can follow now. He is, as Paul quotes, the first fruits. Right? Or as he says again in Ephesians, that we are now raised to new heights in Christ. And what are those new heights? Heaven itself. And that's what we're here for this afternoon. We're not here to create our own atmosphere within this building, within this church here. We are here because heaven has been opened. And we can now worship the Lamb who was slain. We can worship the Eternal Father and Christ his Son, who is our Redeemer, who has gone forth in front of us. Amazing, isn't it? This is the season we are in. We can ponder this and think about the great things that God has done for us, and more importantly, give him the worship and honor that is due. So let's stand and enter in to heaven, right? Enter into the courts of the Lord and give him that praise and the honor he's due. And then we're going to have some time as we go through to listen to the Lord and receive the Lord. So a number of you were praying for gifts, for words of knowledge or prophecy. This is our time to exercise those gifts that we've received. So feel free, come to talk to me or Neil, who's at the front, and then we'll be able to arrange things. All right? If you're standing at the back, and I'm not going to call out any names, but I might in a minute. There's plenty of seats over here as well. So if you want to come up here, and then there's a few seats over there as well, rather than just stand at the back and just spectate. All right, let's worship the Lord.
Praise Lord Jesus. Come, Lord God, worthy is the name of the Lord. Praise be to your holy name, Lord Jesus. We glorify the name of the Lord. Praise be to your name, Lord Jesus.